Meanwhile, in the storied Italian city of Venice, it's a high tide that's being blamed for unusually high amounts of flooding, and there's rain in the forecast. At least 45% of the city, and some observers say as much as 80% of it, was flooded on Tuesday. The tide turned Venice's lowest point, St. Mark's Square, into what looks like a swimming pool. Venice is built on a lagoon. It's no stranger to flooding. Tides that cause water rises like this are known as acqua alta in Italian, and they usually occur in wintertime. But the one that washed in on Tuesday night was more than 73 inches high. That's over 6 feet. And it caused the worst flooding the city has seen since 1966, when a tide of more than 76 inches was recorded. Local officials have asked for a state of emergency to be declared. Venice's mayor called the tide a wound that would leave a permanent mark in the city. He says the damage would cost hundreds of millions of euros. And officials say the weather doesn't look like it's going to help at all. More rain and strong winds are expected over the next few days, setting the scene for another possible high tide.